Oh, yeah, now that's a pump, you have it. That's not, yes, 30 feet.
Didn't have any.
Tar sand in vacuum.
Any bucket at all, your pump.
No, I know, but now they had, in the stable back here, they had a pipe that went down to as far as water, and can't go more than 30 feet, because you know the tar sand in vacuum is formed. Pressure 15 pounds square inch can't support a column of water higher than 30 feet. And so this must have been then 30 feet, because that well is 90 feet. Now, how they, but I remember the stable's great big, half a gallon, half a vinegar tub was where the horses drank, and Kelly, the coach, would take a glass, take a cup of water, a tin can, pour it at the top of the pump, and then pump it. And the water would close around the bushing, or whatever it is, cylinder ring, and the water would start coming up the suction. He had to pump 8-10 times, and then the water started coming. Yeah, I can remember, I forgot all about those early mechanical devices of the farm. Every farm had a pump. In New England, they always talk about going out on the pump. I mean, legends and things. Iron handle, because it's cold days, just put your tongue on it, would freeze. Your tongue would freeze too. I've heard about that.
Where do they get milk in? What kind of buck do they use for that?
Milk pail.
Milk pail for that.
Three legs too.
Looks
like they have in the comic operas. The milkmaids come dancing in three legs too.
Tin buckets, wasn't it?
What's that?
Wasn't that tin buckets?
Yeah, tin buckets. That wooden
bucket.
Call them milk pail.
I remember that was tin buckets, but I'm not sure.
It wasn't plastic. You know, Virginia. No, I can just hear the milk now going and hitting that metal bottom. But it had a lot of wooden buckets around, didn't have plastic buckets. The milk, I'm certain, was in a tin pail.
And when you use bucket, you're thinking mainly of wood, and when you use pail, you're thinking mainly of tin or...
Wooden bucket and a tin pail, maybe.
I
think you use it interchangeably.
Yeah, one way or the other, huh?
Did you want to say a wooden bucket and tin pail? Wouldn't you say so, Virginia?
No, no thought.
Tin bucket, wooden pail? No, I don't guess it makes any difference.
Okay. Then in the kitchen, you mentioned you had an ice box. What are some of the other old
things? The ice box is on the back porch.
Oh, okay.
See, so the heat. Ice box is made of wood out of a insulating space of zinc, I remember. So it'll stay cold for a long time, but if you keep it in the house, it melts that much faster. So our back porch, when we lived next door, which we did up in 1954, was always in the back porch. Our ice box was on the back porch, out in the kitchen. Kitchen had no business with ice. That's for the butler. And Major's ice boxes on the, I guess all of them on the porch. One place, but I mean, you know, you should put them in a hot place. All you got to do is walk 3 feet out the back door on the back porch and get your ice.
What about some of the other things that used to be in the kitchen?
Wood stove, table.
Where they used to fry eggs with?
Now, where's the flat? Where'd y'all do your ironing? Back porch, cellar? Now, of course, those
Jimmy,
grandfathers, there was
a
two-room house, the kitchen was in one room, and the laundry was in the other room. The laundress, who had a full day job every day, and she had a flat iron. Put it on some cedar leaves. Remember that, cedar leaves?
Joe, I think we sent our laundry out. We didn't have a laundress living on the place.
Yeah. You laid it out to the washerwoman? Who took in wash. Another quaint old expression. What's that old colored woman do? She takes in washing.
Takes in washing, that's right.
Another expression which we were commenting.